This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one drive at a time. This is the final episode of the Incredible Influencer series for the True Girl podcast. I know, I'm sad about that too. Hasn't it been amazing to hear about Amy Carmichael, Fanny Crosby, Betsy Stockton, Mariah Fearing, and Helen Rosevere? I'm definitely adding all of those women to my list of people I look up to. Aren't you? Today, we're going to add one more amazing woman to that list. Maybe you've heard her name before, because it's kind of hard to forget. Today's incredible influencer is Corrie Ten Boom. Corrie was full of courage, and do you know where she learned that? Her own family taught her, because they all worked together to help people, even though it was really risky. Let's give one more shout out to our friends at The Good Book Company. All of the stories in this True Girl podcast season were taken from their series, Do Great Things for God. Go to thegoodbook.com for more information. All right, True Girl, let's listen to the last episode of this season. This one is called The Ten Boom Room. Listen to Dan and Stacy and see if you can figure out why they titled it that way.
I gotta tell you, Stacy, I didn't know clock shops even existed anymore. How'd you find this one?
Yep, turns out people still have some old clocks and need someone to repair them. So I found this one online. It's extra cool, too, because it has a tiny little tea shop in that other room. And you know me, I'm always up for tea.
Of course you are. It's such a lovely place. I enjoy all those different sounds, especially the cuckoo clock sound.
Me too. I love how unique they all are.
Want to go have some tea?
Yep. Why don't you grab that table and I'll get our tea?
Great.
Here you go.
Thanks. Peppermint. Okay, spill the beans. Why are we in a clock shop today?
Well, as you know, today I'm reading the final book you have in the Do Great Things for God series by the Good Book Company. And the story is about Corrie Ten Boom.
Such a great name.
For sure. Well, Corrie's dad was a clockmaker.
Ah.
Corrie lived from 1892 to 1983. The title of this book is Corrie Ten Boom, The Courageous Woman in the Secret Room by Laura Caputo Wickham. And it was illustrated by Isabel Munoz.
Okay, let's hear it.
Here we go with our final story in this series. Corrie Ten Boom lived in a higgledy-piggledy house, surrounded by family, friends, and lots of clocks. There were tall clocks, tiny clocks, fancy clocks, and funny clocks. And Father, the finest clockmaker in the Dutch city of Harlem, knew how to fix them all. Corrie's family met together every day to read the Bible. "You are my hiding place and my shield," read Father one day. "I hope in your word." Psalm 119:114. Corrie sat there wondering, why would anybody need a hiding place? The answer came many years later.
Ooh, God was planning to use that scripture to give Corrie strength later on in her life, wasn't he?
You got it. I love how God does that. He gives us things now that we're going to need later on. He's always taking care of us that way.
Mm-hmm.
Corrie was sleeping in her room when a loud bang woke her up. As she looked outside, she saw brilliant flashes followed by booming explosions. "War," she whispered. It was indeed war, a big one called World War II. Countries were fighting and people were bullied and killed for how they looked or talked or where they came from. Some of these people were Jews. They were chased by the soldiers and put into horrible prison camps where many died. As Corrie watched this happening, she prayed a very brave prayer. "Lord Jesus, I give myself for the Jewish people in any way, any place, any time." And just as with every prayer prayed by a follower of Jesus, this too was heard.
There it is again, Stacy, another woman committing her life to serve God. So incredible.
Yep, it sure is. Soon, Corrie found herself part of a top secret group that helped to hide as many Jews as possible. She had to cycle to secret meetings in the middle of the night and hide important documents in her father's clock shop. She even had a secret room built inside her bedroom.
So that's the Ten Boom Room.
Uh-huh. Hundreds of Jews came and went from her house as Corey helped them to find a safer home. Every so often, they had practice drills. They would pretend that the soldiers had arrived and everybody had to hide in less than 1 minute. Then, one night, the soldiers came, and this time, it was not a drill. Loud, angry men searched every corner of the house, slamming doors, kicking chairs, and tipping things over. But they didn't find the secret room. Corey and her family, though, were taken to prison.
Oh, that sounds so scary. Corey went to prison just like Helen Rosevere, the lady we read about last week.
Right. And wait until you hear how God helped her get through it, Nana. Let's keep reading. Life in the prison camp was terrible. Corey had to work in the freezing cold. She had to sleep in beds full of lice, and all she had to eat was cold, gloopy food. It could have been easy for Corey to feel completely and utterly helpless, but she didn't. God always made sure that Corey had a Bible, which she hid under her clothes. Whenever she read it, she found hope and courage. She learned to forgive even when it was hard, and to find joy in the small things, even the lice.
Wait a minute, hold it, Stacy. The lice? She found joy in the lice?
Yeah. Because of the lice, the guards didn't want to come near her quarters, and she was able to read her Bible freely.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Soon, other prisoners joined Corey and her sister, Betsy, in reading the Bible and praying. Many of them trusted in Jesus as their king.
Wow. Only God could have helped Corey forgive people who did such terrible things to her and her family.
I want to be able to forgive like that.
Me too, Stacy. And I see now how that scripture she heard when she was younger about God being a hiding place was meaningful to her in that prison camp.
Yep. Corey's trust in God gave her the strength to go on until the day she was finally free to go home. From then on, Corey talked about her life to big crowds, saying, "There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still." Corey knew that very well. The end.
Stacy, Corey Ten Boom's life gives me courage to live for Jesus no matter what.
And all those other ladies we read about? Mariah Fearing, Helen Rosevere, Betsy Stockton.
Fanny Crosby, and my favorite, Amy Carmichael. Such amazing women to admire.
You know, Dana, all of these books have really made me start to think about who I'm listening to. In other books, music, movies, TV shows, videos online. There are so many voices everywhere. I want to be more careful about which ones I turn up and which ones I tune out.
Exactly. We really do need to ask God for wisdom when it comes to choosing our heroes. And you know what, Stacy?
What?
I'm really grateful to have a friend like you to help me make good choices. That's what Christian friends need to do for each other.
I'm grateful for you too, Dana. You know, I really think I want to maybe buy a clock while we're here.
Me too. I like that one with all the brass on it. It plays beautiful music. Which one do you like?
I like that one with the little dude that comes out of that hole and dances every hour. He's pretty good.
Well, let's check him out.
Corey Ten Boom had such a brave family. They were determined to serve God, no matter where they were. Have you noticed throughout this season of the True Girl podcast that hearing stories of faith and courage make you want to live that way too? God's stories are so powerful. That's why it's incredibly important to make sure we choose our heroes wisely. Thank you for listening to the Incredible Influencers season of the True Girl podcast. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends. You can even get your mom's help to leave a review. That helps the message get out to even more girls like you, all over the world. And keep reading the stories of more incredible influencers, maybe with mom-daughter read-aloud time. We even have a way for you to do that at Revive Our Hearts. We have two booklets filled to the brim with mini biographies of women who were incredible influencers. Visit reviveourhearts.com and search for the Unremarkable Booklets. You'll find two volumes full of the stories of women who impacted their world for Christ. Again, you can get the Unremarkable Booklets at reviveourhearts.com. And thanks once again to the Good Book Company who let us read aloud their books for girls. The Do Great Things for God series has me wanting to do just that. Don't forget to check out the True Girls subscription program too. It's such a great way to get into God's Word daily and learn more and more about Him. Go to mytruegirl.com with your mom and see what it's all about. That's a wrap, True Girl. Keep reading God's Word, because when you know the truth will set you free. The True Girl podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.